KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. In the past few years, scientists have found thousands of planets around stars in Earth's galactic neighborhood, including many that could sustain life. Last week, NASA's chief scientist Ellen Stofan said we should not be surprised if we find extraterrestrials in the next decade or two.
How exciting is that? We're on the verge of things that people have wondered about for millennia. Are we alone? And here we are on the verge of finding that out.
In fact, alien life might even turn up in our own solar system. Here's KQED science reporter Daniel Potter.
Life, at least life as we know it, requires liquid water. And scientists keep finding more places around the solar system that have water. Research published in the journal Nature last month says one of Saturn's moons, Enceladus, has water that's nearly boiling. Cozy for some forms of life. But these aren't the aliens you might be picturing.
I don't suppose you know what kind of alien life form leaves a green spectral trail and craves sugar water, do you?
Hollywood freaks like the ones Tommy Lee Jones wrangled in Men in Black.
Listen, kid, imagine a giant cockroach with unlimited strength, a massive inferiority complex, and a real short temper.
Rather, experts say there's a good chance of finding microbial aliens. Why tiny microbes? Well, they're kind of the dominant life form here on Earth. They were around a couple billion years before us, or dinosaurs, or jellyfish.
So this is our time machine? Some people think a time machine looks like a DeLorean, but it actually looks like a greenhouse.
That's Tori Holder, a chemist who studies microbiology at NASA's Ames Research Center in Mountain View. We're on the roof of an office building that's not too far from the world's largest wind tunnel, looking at carpets of what Holder calls orange goo, submerged in water.
Every cubic centimeter in there would have about a trillion individuals in it, microbial cells.
This is the bulk of life's history on Earth.
If alien explorers had come to Earth 2 billion years ago looking for life, this is the kind of life they would have found.
They would have found a slime world. That's what they would have found, yeah.
As scientists get a better and better picture of the outer solar system, the odds of finding a place resembling this are looking decent.
And Enceladus is a really, really exciting place in the solar system. We found these plumes actually venting material from near the south pole of Enceladus. And that was really surprising.
That's Cynthia Phillips, a planetary geologist also based in Mountain View.
It has no excuse for having the degree of geologic activity that we found there.
We're talking about tidal heating. While planets like Saturn and Jupiter don't smack of habitability with their toxic gases and extreme temperatures, their gravity pulls on the crusts of their moons, causing them to flex, generating friction and heat. That can keep water from freezing solid and may provide energy for life far from the sun. Phillips works for the SETI Institute, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, although for her, that last bit is not a deal-breaker.
It doesn't have to be intelligent life. Any kind of life. I'll take microbes, I'll take single-celled organisms, you know, anything.
And it's not just Enceladus. Seth Shostak, senior astronomer and research director at SETI, points to several of Jupiter's moons.
Each of those has an ocean that's maybe 60 miles deep. Compare that to the Pacific, which is, you know, 1 or 2 miles deep. So this is incredibly large amounts of water. On these moons, there's more water, twice as much water as on the Earth. It's been sitting there for 4 billion years. Maybe it's cooked something up.
If it has, the life there is likely quite different from earthly biology. DNA who?
And even if it's only bacteria, at least it tells you that biology is all over the place. Mm-hmm. That's big news.
Shostak says, to put it in context, maybe 1 in 5 stars in our galaxy has a planet somewhat like Earth.
Well, somewhat might be good enough for microbes. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, that means that there are on the order of maybe 100 billion worlds in our galaxy that have biology, if biology is easy to cook up. That's a very big number.
And keep in mind, there are 150 billion other galaxies out there that we can see. I'm Daniel Potter, KQED News.
You'll find a graphic of places in the solar system that seem most likely to sustain life online at kqed.org/science. I'm Joshua Johnson, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.